Many European cities had their routine disrupted today. Thankfully, it wasn't because of terrorism, but because of demonstrations. Workers voiced their opposition to planned spending cuts by governments all over Europe. The governments, in turn, are under pressure from the European Union to rein in public debt. One focus of the protests was Brussels, the EU capital. Another was Spain, where a general strike was called for today. The World's Jerry Haddon has more from Barcelona.
At dawn this morning in Madrid, picketers were already blocking buses. They're angry over salary cuts in the public sector, a plan to reduce pensions and to make labor laws more flexible. In cities across Spain, crowds were out, showing their discontent with Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero's austerity package. At a small rally in downtown Barcelona, a 19-year-old college student named Max Fallardo said he came to protest a law that makes it easier for employers to fire workers. In Fallardo's age bracket, unemployment is at 40%. He says, even though I'm not yet working, I figure I've got a lot of years of work ahead of me, during which I might get easily fired. So now's the time to protest. The Spanish government says it must loosen labor laws so that hiring will also be easier. It also defends spending cuts to rein in a rising deficit. School teacher Ala Morello doesn't buy that. This isn't just Zapatero, but the entire European Union, she says. Europe used millions of euros of public funds to save the banks after the financial crisis. And to compensate for that, governments want to cut public worker salaries. For workers like Morello, what's at stake today isn't just wages or unemployment benefits, but an entire way of life, the European social welfare state. Europeans have had strong benefits and protections for more than half a century, and those are slipping away as leaders try to make Europe more competitive globally. Unions have been quick to focus on this point. This union leader in the southern Spanish region of Andalucía called on grandparents to strike today, too, by not looking after their grandkids. In Spain, more than half of grandparents babysit at least part-time because both the children's parents must work to make ends meet. The pressure on working parents was underscored last week in Strasbourg. An Italian member of the European Parliament, Licia Ronzulli, brought her 7-week-old baby, Vittoria, to work, casting a vote with the infant strapped to her chest in a sling.
Non è stato un gesto meramente politico, in realtà.
It wasn't really a political gesture. It was a choice because of several factors, mainly maternal reasons, but it was also a logistical issue and necessity. I have a very strong attachment to my daughter. I breastfeed Vittoria, and I do that 6 times a day.
Though Ronzulli's gesture might not have been politically motivated, it made a point that Europe needs to strengthen family protections, not weaken them. But despite protests across Europe this month to maintain generous benefits, there's no sign that governments are backing away from austerity measures. The pressures from the financial markets to tighten belts has been strong. The Spanish government says it will wait until tomorrow to assess the impact of today's strike. On the street, that impact appeared minimal. Here in Barcelona, many shops stayed open. Isa Repintor owns a candy store just a block from the union rally site. She, like a majority of Spaniards, said she was against the strike. She said a lot of money is lost when people don't work, and besides, the unions didn't really give good reasons for protesting. Look, she said, the workers are always the ones to pay when there's a crisis, strike or no strike. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.